This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, whenever I need the news, I go to one place, and it's the same place you should go to. It is called TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And joining me now from TheTruthAboutGuns.com is the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Now, I had not seen this. This must be like breaking. Although it made it onto the website in its full size. SIG has canceled going to SHOT Show.
Yeah, that's a big deal because SIG probably has the largest
huge
space.
Huge.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. They are, and, as their statement noted, they take like 140 people or something like that every year, and that's a lot of employees, and I think there are a lot of companies that are still concerned about health, and there's also, of course, the expense. And they didn't say this. This is my speculation, strictly, but I'm sure COVID had a part to play in their decision. There is always the cost issue as well. And SIG not only had the floor space at SHOT, they also put on their own private huge range day on Sunday. That's
right.
A big expense as well.
Right.
And I've been to that every year, and it's a great event, but that's all very expensive. And in the last year, as these companies have, they missed SHOT Show 2021, and there's now been two canceled NRA shows and others as well, and ASGW, a lot of those have been canceled. They're finding, I think, in my opinion, I think more and more of these companies are determining, look, we don't need these big things anymore. They cost us a bloody fortune. And we can do businesses effectively without that.
Well, they make mention that the apparently SHOT Show, and is this a blunder? Apparently the NSSF has redrafted the way they're allocating space. So this means that they're out of the they made this template for their space that they always I guess they always get the same size. It's always been gigantic. But now that I think about it, it has always been laid out the same way too. And now they're going to have to redo it, and they're saying that would be $1 million.
Well, that's not exactly what they said.
Okay.
The issue, of course, is they do have to redistribute the space, and that's because they're expanding, or the plans were to expand, across the street to some of the Caesars space.
Right.
Remember, so they had incented some exhibitors to go over there. I believe Ruger was going to be across the way in a much bigger booth than they've had in the past, because their booth was never all that large. And I don't know who else was planning on being over there. But however many exhibitors that were formerly on the main floor were going to move, and that meant redistributing and rejiggering that space, you know, the main space at Sands accordingly. So that's probably what was causing that rejiggering. No, I think what they said is out of expense from this point forward will be well over $1 million, and based on certainly large-scale shows and events, this exhibit is not financially burdened. I think their total expense was about $1 million, which actually sounds cheap to me, given the, you know, the size of the booth, the range day, and I think they said it was 140 people they fly there. Yeah, 140 employees every day, so, or every year. So yeah, it's a huge expense for somebody like them. Obviously, it's big for people like Smith and Ruger. Remington always had a huge exhibit in the past. Of course, that's going to change now. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, like one of my sponsors, CZ, they always have a big presence there.
Yes, of course they do. And they're, you know, obviously Winchester and Federal and all those big exhibit spaces. So a lot of those folks, you know, that they've got to be looking at this. Number one, there is the issue of COVID. Nobody knows what it's going to be like in January. And I think that people didn't want to be caught short. You know, if while infections and all that seem to be going down now, you know, what if there's another spike in December and January? I don't think they wanted to be caught with last minute cancellations again. But the big worry for the NSSF has to be if this kicks off some sort of a domino effect.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody as big as SIG is pulling out this early, you have to think that there are going to be other exhibitors as well who maybe may have been on the fence. And now I'll say, you know what? We're not going to do it either. So
now they are going to. Now SIG is going to donate $500,000.
Right.
To the NSSF, right?
Yeah, because
right.
This is obviously a big money maker for the NSSF and goes a long way every year to funding their advocacy programs. And the NSSF is, of course, the lobbying arm for the firearms industry. So they're out there advocating for guns, gun makers, gun rights, all of that. So what they do is important. And, of course, last year when SHOT was canceled, a lot of these large companies came out and donated a lot of money to the NSSF, you know, to fund whatever budget gap that kind of cancellation.
I'm getting the email now. Get ready for SHOT Show.
Yeah, I got the same thing. Same time, but I talked to the folks at SIG and I talked to folks at NSSF, and you know, so far the NSSF is saying all the right things. And, you know, we're going to go ahead. We're still planning on a big SHOT Show, but that's of course what they have to say at this point. We'll have to see what actually happens as we get closer. But you know, my biggest fear, and I'm sure the NSSF is as well, is that domino effect of cancellations.
Well, the other thing that's going on, and I don't know how much as far as range day is always a big day. They have multiple range days, too. Multiple range days, because, like, normally Agency Arms has a range day party where they're shooting
right.
Tens of thousands of rounds. SIG has theirs. They have they have the industry day for the media.
Correct.
Where everybody's down there. Who's got the ammo?
Oh, I'm sure they'll come up with the ammo. I've been to a lot of events in the last year put on by different manufacturers, and they always have ammo. There's ammo there to be had for people who, you know, for all these companies. And if you look at online buying ammo, the ammo's available. It's not cheap, but it's out there. So I don't think that'll be a problem. But again, that's assuming everything happens this year. We'll see. But you're right. I mean, there's a big SIG range day. There is the Agency Arms event, which has that and a bunch of other companies, and the main range day as well, the media day.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. Let me once again welcome WVMG 96.9 FM out of Chattanooga. This is the part, people, good people of Chattanooga, where I'm normally discussing on Mondays the industry, the culture, and I do this with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. His name is Dan Zimmerman. Trying to do a little better on my affiliate relations, Dan.
Hello to everyone in Chattanooga.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing about this notice from them is that SIG has a couple of new pistols. Well, not new pistols, but I guess a new trim.
Yeah. They've done a number of extensions on, obviously, the very successful P365 and P320 lines, when we were at the Primary Arms Range Day a few weeks back, again, that was supposed to be right before the NRA convention, but that was canceled. But Primary Arms folks went ahead and held the Range Day, which was a great event. And SIG was there, and they had their new Spectre series guns there. P320X Carry Spectre and the 365 XL Spectre. And these are pretty slick guns. You know, they've got, I think that's their upgraded trigger, in them. I've got a little blingier slide with the X cut out on top and, gold barrel, different, laser engraving on the grip, which is, definitely improvement over the standard P320s. And they're very nice. And I was there with Jeremy S., our associate editor and review editor. And we got to shoot those. And we talked to Phil Strader, who's the brand manager for P320 and all that at SIG. And, yeah, they're pretty slick guns.
Yeah, they have quite the custom touch looking at them as I'm seeing them. And now everybody, the custom barrel's got to be gold now, right? It's got to be gold.
Well, apparently. I mean, a lot of people like that. That's not a big thing for me, but a lot of people do like to carry a barrel that isn't standard like that. It looks more like a what some people call the Gucci Glocks. Used to still do look like, and now we've got I don't know if anybody's going to call them Gucci SIGs, but these are upgraded SIGs with improved components. Their fire control group that looks like that's exactly what's in the P320. I have that in one of my pistols, and it's a great trigger. And, you know, of course, both the P320 and the P365 are they're modular, so you can put on different grip frames, you can play Lego with these guns and, sub out different, barrels, grip frames, all the parts, you know, mix and match and order your own. And in fact, SIG's got a thing on there. A feature on their website where you can design your own gun. You know, you pick this grip frame, you pick this slide, you pick this barrel, and you do it with their fire control group, either a standard one, I think, or their upgraded one, and kind of design your own gun.
Well, I mean, of all the ones that claim to be modular, I have thought that the P320 series, and I don't know how modular you can be with the P365. I have one, but I have the P365. I need the 365 XL. I might actually would like that one. I don't like the 365. But
is it too small for you?
Too small.
Yeah.
When I was smoking cigars, I had bigger lighters, huh?
Yeah, I've held that, and I've held the other micro-compacts, the higher capacity micro-compacts. And the 365 feels great in my hand, but I've got a small hand. So it's really good for people for smaller hands. If you've got big paws, I can see how the standard P365 might not be for you. But you're right, the XL's probably be just right.
Well, anyway, I look at that and I'm seeing this more and more when you're talking about the Gucci Glocks and all the other stuff right now. Nowadays, guns are coming looking custom nowadays.
Sure.
It used to be, yeah, well, I mean, it used to be that no guns came with front serrations. No guns came with
certainly not Glock. Right.
Well, yeah, well, Glock, I mean, Glock was way behind on that bell curve.
Yes.
Let's see, when did they come? Gen 5 is the first of the front serrations, so that is, what, 2018?
Yeah, I think they had some special runs on the Gen 4s that had some front side serrations. Some sprint runs or something like that on some of those models, but yeah, the Gen 5s have them now. In fact, I shot the Gen 5 Black 19 at Gunsight for a few days last weekend, and really nice gun. And yeah, side serrations front and back, got the better trigger on the Gen 5. It's a big improvement, I think.
Yeah, but as far as the SIG P320, I mean, I have, when I had those, I would meet people that had configurations that you'd never seen before in your life.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of parts, 320 parts. I can build a lot of different guns.
Yeah,
with that, it's a lot of fun.
That whole setup, as I look at that, I mean, before long, because I just got a custom gun last week, a reworked gun. If you want to talk about it, we can at the next segment. But
I would love to.
I just got one last week, and I went out and shot it, and it is a marked improvement over the stock gun. But Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, we'll pick this up on the other side. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. They aggregate and stick out their 15 new pieces of content every day for a website that's unheard of. Breaking news truly is breaking when you get it from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are lingering supply chain issues around the United States right now that are preventing items from being put on store shelves. This is why some experts are saying to start Christmas shopping early as products are backed up at ports waiting to be shipped out. CEO of the South Carolina Port Authority, Jim Newsom, appears on Fox News and explains one reason why this is happening.
There are not enough distribution center capacity.
Prologis says it's about 300 million square foot shortfall of distribution center. So if you don't have space in the distribution center, you have to keep your cargo in a container, and it creates a backup in the supply chain.
An FDA advisory committee will consider emergency use authorization for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine boosters. The meetings are set for Thursday and Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is speaking out regarding raising the debt ceiling.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says all the talk about raising the debt ceiling, it's just what she calls
a housekeeping chore.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Yellen says since 1960, Congress has raised or suspended the debt ceiling more than 80 times. So she says when it becomes an issue every time,
we should be debating the government's fiscal policy.
Republicans against raising the debt ceiling, saying that the need to do so is evidence of Democratic overspending. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is pulling out of the hunt for Gabby Petito's missing fiancé. Dwayne Chapman's daughter saying her father is returning home to Colorado after injuring his ankle. However, the team the TV personality put together will continue searching a Florida nature reserve for 23-year-old Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610. From
the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, this video that I'm going to put up about this gun, you might be interested in looking at it. Maybe not publishing it at the Truth About Guns, which I don't blame you if you do. Don't. But it's interesting because here's what happened. I have trouble. I've been having trouble with Glocks since I had the heart attack. It's sort of like when they sawed my chest down the middle, that there was like some sort of a disconnect happening between my brain and my hands. That's the only thing I could think of it.
So yes, you don't shoot them as well after the surgery as you did before?
I wasn't shooting them as well as I did before.
Okay.
I was able to group. Nice group, nice fist-sized group, but I was shooting low left. I know lots of people shoot them low left.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the one hand, I was thinking, okay, what do I have now that was not bothering me before? So that was the first thing that came up, and I tried many times. Now, the last time around, last time I had SIGs, for example, before I switched over fully to CZ, I had a Glock 45, I had a Glock 17, And I think I had a Glock 26. I'm not sure.
That's the baby.
That's the baby. The baby Glock. And I took the Glock 45 and I sent it to C&H Precision, and I had a optic put on it because I'd been to a red dot class. And you know, I'd learned how to zero the things in and everything, taking the class. So I figured if I put a red dot on it, I'll just zero the optic. I'll adjust the optic in to where I overcome the low left.
And did that work for you?
That did not work at all. So, I mean, I've got this nice new Glock with this nice new optic on it. I'm about to throw it into the woods. And then my friend hands me his Sig P320. This one looks like he dragged it behind his truck. And I was able to draw a face with that gun.
it's funny. People ask me, you know, which gun should I buy? Which gun should I buy? My brother-in-law just asked me for recommendations. And, you know, I said, look, they're in the classification of guns that he was looking for. I said, you know, here's four or five different models. And the key is, look, if you can at all, get to a range, to a place where they rent them, and see, number one, what feels good in your hand, and number two, what you shoot well. There's right. Nothing wrong with Glocks. Glocks are great guns. I didn't used to shoot them well. I shot the new Glock 19 Gen 5 better than I shot any full-size Glock before. I used to carry the 43, I shot that gun really well. But some guns are just not made for some people.
Right.
Some people just shoot certain guns better than others. It's just a natural thing. They just fit your hand better. The length of pull is just right. The trigger weight, everything about it, it just fits your ergonomics and the way you shoot better. And that's really the gun you should buy. I mean, we kind of live in a golden age of firearms right now. Where, I mean, there aren't a lot of bad guns out there. There really aren't.
No, but. Here's what happened. I took every Glock I owned and I got rid of them overnight. I mean, I got
really?
That was on a Sunday, and I went down and traded them all on Monday.
Okay.
And then I made a phone call because Taryn Butler has said more than once that he thinks in public that the Glock is the best gun on earth. And I called him and I said, I wanted to ask him why he thought this. Now, I've interviewed him a few times before, so I was able to call him. The thing that interested me was he said, hey, well, just send me one of your Glocks and I'll tweak it for you. Well, I didn't have any. So I had to go out and find another Glock. So I found a Optics Ready MOS Glock 45, and I sent that out there to him, and I got it back last week. And there was a couple things that changed. In between this, a USPSA Grandmaster had taken one of the videos of me shooting a Glock when I said that I couldn't shoot a Glock. And he figured out why I was having trouble with Glocks now, because between the heart attack and the getting back into it, I changed the way I gripped it. So he had me adjust the grip, and about the first chance I've had to shoot a Glock was yesterday.
And?
So, no, it was Saturday, excuse me. So, and, now I'm shooting center mass.
That's good to hear. So
you were
adjusting your grip after each shot? I've seen people do that before.
No. What I was doing was I was really torquing my right hand, my trigger pulling hand. I was tucking it down. I was sort of twisting my hand down, which I do that anyway to mitigate recoil.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd gone way beyond the pale. So he told me that with Glocks, he said, I see this a lot. The USPSA Grandmaster told me I see this a lot with Glocks. So he said, with these people, what I do is he became a USPSA Grandmaster with the Glock 26.
Really?
Tony
Young. Little one, huh?
Yeah. And he said, take and put all of your pressure on the bottom at the back strap and just have your hand touching the beaver tail. Be at the beaver tail. It's going to look the same, but put it there.
You're just gripping with your bottom fingers, your little finger, and your ring finger, basically.
Well, I mean, I'm all three fingers are pulling me in, but I'm pressing the lower half of my palm against it versus jamming in everything from the upper part of my hand.
Right. And the
first gun was the I had a Glock Gen 519 that I'd gotten while I was waiting on the Terran gun to come back. I got that center mass.
Nice.
Fast.
Very good.
Fast the way I like to go. Then I got the Terran Tactical Innovations Combat Master out, and I started pushing it. And I didn't have the optic on it that it's got today, because that happened yesterday. And I'm in love.
And you're driving tacks with it, huh?
I'm happy. I can shoot a Glock again.
And do we know what he did to it specifically? Did he put a different trigger in there? Did he?
Oh no! Both of these guns have the new Timney trigger in them, right? Because he uses them and I use them. But he retexturizes the grip, and he straightens out the grip angle a little bit. He lightens the slide a little bit, and it's a beautifully balanced weapon. I mean, I've had Agency Arms as a sponsor before, and that was a beautifully this joins the short list of guns I'll never get rid of.
Sounds good. Well, that's wonderful. And you've tried it with the red dot?
Haven't tried it with the red dot yet. That's next. But I mean, if I can shoot it with the big ugly suppressor sights that I had, the way I was shooting it yesterday, I should have no trouble. But anyway, coming up on the next break, you can, you know, Dan's work, you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. He covers the entire spectrum of the gun culture, the politics, the industry, trends, reviews, whatever it is, and the latest news. The latest news is well worth the price of admission, which is free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And this next one, I have never thought of this, but I guess this is probably pretty good advice. If we can get in that. But apparently, at TheTruthAboutGuns.com, it is a consensus that you should not fire warning shots while standing naked on your front porch.
That's never really a good idea. But it really doesn't have to do with the attire so much as it does the warning shots. So whether you're dressed, no matter where you're standing, a warning shot is never a good idea. But in this particular case, the gentleman in question's name is Evan Wexler, and he's apparently has a lot of money. He's made in the meat business, and he's a car guy. He collects expensive automobiles, and he has a bunch of them in his Fort Lee, New Jersey home. And that fact has apparently circulated in the community and in the criminal community, and they have made many attempts to try and steal his car. One was successful, apparently. $500,000 Lamborghini was stolen a year ago or something like that. They found it in Newark with like $80,000 worth of damage. Anyway, earlier this year, he heard a commotion in the middle of the night. Somebody was trying to break into his Mercedes that was parked in front of his house. Apparently, people have used that before. I think there must be a garage door opener or a gate opener or something. They try to break into the car in front of his house so that they can then get through to the even more expensive cars in the back. So he didn't bother throwing on any clothes, but he grabbed an AR, ran downstairs out onto his front porch, and fired a warning shot as the
perpetrator got, who was inside his Mercedes, started it. The warning shot worked in that the perp got out and ran off into the night. And the whole thing was caught in the guy's security camera. We've embedded that video in our post if you want to see a naked man holding an AR.
That's the dream.
Exactly. If, when the police arrived, however, this is New Jersey, they were much more concerned about the warning shot than they were about any attempted robbery. So Mr. Wexler is charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes. And, of course, because he had allegedly committed a crime, I guess that gave him the probable cause they needed to search his house. And they found a gun with a magazine that was too high a capacity for the state of New Jersey, because, of course, they limit magazine capacity in America. They're in America's armpit. So he was charged with those two very serious crimes. He ended up agreeing to a plea deal, I can't remember what the lesser charge was, but he won't have to go to jail, but he's going to be on probation for 2 years, and he was required to sell off all his firearms. I'm not sure if the charge he pleaded to was a felony or not, so he may have lost his gun rights entirely. But as we pointed out, and we pointed out many times before, warning shots are a bad idea because, first of all, they're illegal in many places. And if you are pulling a trigger when you are not in immediate danger of your life, that's hard to defend to police or a prosecutor. Of course, Mr. Wexler in this case wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're launching a round near, that round will come down somewhere. You're responsible for every round that leaves your gun. And, you know, God forbid it comes down and hits someone.
Well, the warning shot thing has always been a lot of people have done that since Biden was the vice president and got out of it. Just buy a shotgun. Just buy a shotgun. And when he gave, what was it? He said, I always tell Dr. Jill, somebody knocking on the door you don't know, just fire a couple blasts through the door.
Yeah,
or go out there on the balcony and fire a couple of shots in the air.
Exactly. He was roundly and rightly ridiculed for that ludicrous, incorrect advice at the time. He obviously knows nothing about what he's talking about. And that was back when he was allegedly, you know, had all of his faculties. Now, of course, who knows what he'd say. But, yeah, he was wrong then, and that advice was wrong then and dangerous, and it's wrong and dangerous now. You certainly don't fire through a door at somebody you don't know who it is or what's going on, and you don't go out in your deck and fire a couple of rounds up into the sky to scare off what you might think is an alleged burglar or something like that or an intruder. Grampy Joe was... doesn't know any more about guns than he does about, I'll leave it right there.
My question becomes this, and I know that ignorance means nothing in front of the law, right? But right. Has anybody used that? Well, you know, the vice president said to do this. Has anybody used that as a defense?
I don't know, but I'd love to somebody do that. You know, gosh, the president told me it was okay. He advised me.
He was the vice president back then, but he hasn't taken it back now, so I mean, guess it's still good to go, right? Still valid? Yeah.
I doubt he remembers that he gave that advice, but those of us who pay attention to these things certainly remember. We're never going to let him forget it. We still have that that little video on our on our site, and we make reference to it every time something like this comes up.
Well, whenever I see that, I just think about, all I think is low-info voters. And, I mean, this guy, he had Standard magazines in New Jersey, which is the same thing as wearing a sign around your neck saying, arrest me.
Exactly. Exactly.
So he was obviously ignorant of more than one thing about guns in New Jersey. Makes me wonder where he bought them. He probably was out of, because, you know, he's a big meat purveyor. He probably goes a bunch of states. But, you know.
Or maybe he's had them since before it was the magazine capacity limit law was enacted. Who knows?
Well, how long has that been in Jersey? I mean, yeah, how old was the guy?
Don't recall. I want to say 10 years or so, but I'm not positive of that. I certainly have magazines that are more than 10 years old. Anyway, yeah, you're right. He didn't know the law regarding firearms, and he didn't know the law regarding warning shots. So.
Yeah, well, anyway. Listen, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, when I punch this video up and throw it out there, you're going to enjoy this because I did a lot of back work on this one. This one's been months in the making. So
hey, can't wait to see it.
I will share that with you when I get it. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, it is up and running every day. No holidays, no nothing. Dan will shoot me a text, breaking! And it'll be like 3 a.m. Dan never sleeps, he's just a vampire. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Coming up next, just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.